Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. There have been many tributes today to the cervical check campaigner Vicky Phelan, who has died at the age of 48. Diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2014, Vicky later discovered that a smear test she'd taken in 2011, showing no abnormalities, was wrong. In 2018, she settled a High Court action without admission of liability, but refused to sign a confidentiality agreement in order to speak publicly about the case. President Michael D. Higgins said all those who had the privilege of meeting Vicky were struck by her powerful inner strength and dignity, and by her commitment to the public good and the rights of others. Fellow campaigner Stephen Teep, whose wife Irene died from the disease, said it was with a broken heart that he said goodbye to a great friend who honoured us with her wisdom, love and great sense of humour. We'll be hearing from one of Vicky's closest friends in just a moment. But first, in her own words, the story of her remarkable campaign for justice.
Vicky Phelan had a smear test in 2011 under the National Cervical Check Screening Programme. It was wrongly reported as clear.
There are no winners here today. I am terminally ill and there is no cure for my cancer. My settlement will mostly be spent on buying me time and on paying for clinical trials to keep me alive and to allow me to spend more time with my children. Mistakes can and do happen, but the conduct of cervical check and the HSE in my case is unforgivable.
I just thought, what the hell, you know, straight away I was in kind of, you know, this kind of mode, why was this hidden from me? And then I was looking at it and reading it over and over again, and at the bottom of the page I saw it was page 2 of 2. And I said to Mam, I said, Jesus, where's page 1, you know? I just felt angry, you know, and I'm the type of person, you know, I'm a Scorpio, don't cross me, you know, you'll pay for it. So I just thought, I'm going to get to the bottom of this if it kills me, basically, you know. But I was adamant, I was absolutely adamant that I was never going to sign a confidentiality clause. Oh my God, when I saw the number this morning, I really know I could have dropped. We knew that there were at least 14 other women, and we kind of surmised that there were more than that, to be honest, but I really didn't think there would be more than 40 or 50, you know, nationally.
Often people ask me, you know, you're terminally ill, you know, how are you not crying and sad? And, well, I can only explain it that I have this new sense of purpose and I want to leave a legacy behind.
I have a daughter who's coming on board. She's nearly 13. And the reason I'm doing this is because I don't want her to have to go through what I'm going through. I'm doing this for her and for the women of Ireland.
Cian Corla, as Taoiseach on behalf of the state, I apologise to the women and their loved ones who suffered from a litany of failures in how cervical screening in our country operated over many years.
And I do think the apology was more than we expected, and we're very happy with it. I do think, you know, there were far fewer politicians in the chamber than we would have liked, to be honest. I think there could have been a few more there. Everybody has a wife, a mother or a daughter.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
Hi Ray, how are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm still smiling like a Cheshire cat today.
Your book, Overcoming, won the RTE Radio 1 Listener's Choice Award in the Unpost Irish Book Awards last night. Had you any inkling?
No, I was just delighted to be shortlisted.
I mean, I did this book for two reasons. One was for my kids, because when we started this whole process last year, I still didn't know if I'd be here, to be honest, to get to the end of it.
My dying wish will be for the women of Ireland that because of what has happened in this past year, maybe my last year on earth, they will be able to trust that their lives are in safe hands, that they will be minded and cared for at their most vulnerable, and that everything will be done to give them the lives they deserve, the time they deserve, with the people they love and who love them and who need them in the world. There will be others who will continue this fight without me when I'm gone, because we are all in this together at the end of the day. We all come from that same place, from a mother's womb. This is everybody's story.
Vicky Phelan, in her own words, with me is our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, that decision that Vicky Phelan made in 2018 after the settlement of her High Court action, not to sign a confidentiality clause, but to speak out publicly about her case, really shone the spotlight for the first time on this controversy, didn't it?
Yes, it was a critical decision. I mean, it's a terribly sad day for Vicky Phelan's family and friends and then the wider public who came to know her. And she will be remembered, I think, as a brave woman fighting for the truth truth while also fighting for her own life. Without Vicky Phelan, people may never have learned about the cervical check controversy and that issue there in 2018 when she crucially said she wouldn't agree to a confidentiality clause because trust and honesty were a big, very important to her. As a result of that, more women became aware that they too had been let down by that state service. And then we saw the establishment of the 221 Plus support group and campaign group. An independent investigation was set up, done by Dr. Gabriel Scally. We had a state apology in 2019. All of these are, you know, she's central to all of these events, and she was named as one of BBC's 100 Women of 2018. For her campaigning here in Ireland. She battled authority, certainly. She broke the boundaries of patient advocacy. I think you'd have to say that she was a remarkable woman in that regard. And her legacy, I suppose, is hopefully a better national screening service. And I think no one disagrees that cervical screening does save lives. That's essential.
Yeah. And through all of this, she was fighting her own battle with the disease, Fergal. Made a number of visits to the United States to receive experimental treatments and using her settlement money, as she said on the steps of the court, to buy herself as much time as possible.
Yes, I mean, in 2020, she developed new tumours. She's told us that publicly, and she moved to the US to try a new treatment. And of October last year, she returned to Ireland and to begin palliative care. And she had to make that difficult decision to scale back palliative care because of the her condition. Her legacy is significant. It's over every element of how cervical check has had to improve and develop. Although you'd say we still rely on samples being sent to America, it was quite a controversial thing. We're outsourcing samples, about 160,000 in the last year. But the plan is to open a new national cervical screening laboratory at the Coombe Hospital. Building on that began in January 2021 and was completed recently. So that's due to open by the end of this year. And that's an important legacy too.
And more generally, the HSE has spoken of this today. She was a campaigner for women's health. She put that spotlight on very many other issues, health issues that are particularly face women.
She did. I mean, she was a very very articulate and strong patient advocate. I think without her, you probably wouldn't have seen the progress that has come to being. There are still many cases before the High Court, and sadly, other women have died too. It's a very difficult legacy for cervical check, and cervical check itself, I suppose, you know, continues to battle to ensure there's full public confidence that people would come forward for screening. But that is important that they do. But also, there's a final report due from Dr. Gabriel Scally about the implementation of his recommendations. That will be the last report, just overseeing that all the actions he recommended should be put in place, that they are put in place.
Fergal Barr's health correspondent, thank you for that. Well, we're joined now by John Wall, who's a cancer campaigner and a close friend of Vicky Phelan. John, thank you for taking our call this afternoon, and our condolences and sympathies to you and all Vicky's very many friends around the country who are digesting this news today. What are your thoughts?
Thank you, Brian. My thoughts are today that Ireland has lost an amazing person, a mother, a wife, a friend, and I think it's important that we remember Vicky, the person today, and Fergal has eloquently pointed out, you know, her legacy and all that she has and continues to do. Her voice will reverberate for many, many, many years to come. But there's also the person that we knew and that we loved, and there's a huge void in all our lives today as a result of the untimely and tragic passing of Vicky. She's an extraordinary human being that fought beyond belief to live, to be the best mother that she can be, to be the best wife that she can be, to be an amazing friend. And that she certainly was to me. We talked, we laughed, we cried, we shared life together, our life's experiences together. And it's something that I'll treasure for the rest of my days. And I'm very, very fortunate and privileged to have had Vicky Phelan in my life and to call her my best friend.
You've been with Vicky's family this morning, John, I understand, with Jim, Amelia and Dara. They are, I'm sure, just inconsolable at this moment.
You know, her strength and resilience, when needed most, is transferred to her family today. They're just, how they deal with their loss is, to me, I just don't understand where they're getting their, well, I do know where they're getting their strength from. It's from Vicky herself. It's immeasurable, the grief, when you lose a mother, when you lose a wife at such a young age, and so tragically. It's very difficult, obviously, to come to terms with that, but, you know, there's a lot of support there, and we're all there, family and friends, for Jim, for Amelia, and for Dara. And Amelia and Dara are two amazing kids. That resilience beyond belief is what they're showing, and, you know, strength beyond recognition. Talking to Jim this morning, and a few moments ago, he reminds me of Vicky and the strength that she has shown throughout her own battle, and now the strength that the family need to get through the next few days and few weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of national interest for very good reason in Vicky's passing, and the outpouring of goodwill and emotion is not gone unnoticed by the family as well.
And through those years that she was campaigning and fighting her own health battle, John, what was it, do you think, that sustained her, kept her good humour, kept her able to battle on?
The million-dollar question, Brian. If we could battle what she had, the world would be an amazing place. I could never put my finger on exactly what it was. Even through the most difficult of times, she showed her true character. She had an incredible sense of humour, and she was always willing to display it at the most, what I thought at times were the most inopportune moments. But, you know, on reflection, they weren't inopportune at all. That was Vicky Phelan. It's the way she dealt with the life that she was given, and that's, you know, she had a lot of tragedies in her life, and very, very difficult to deal with over the years. She's had well-documented issues that she's had to deal with, but she did. She dealt with them, and she just got on to the next chapter, and she dealt with that and got on to the next chapter. But in so doing, she helped countless thousands of other people. And that is the legacy that she leaves, the system that she has changed, the way that patients are dealt with, the way that patients deal with the system. She has changed Ireland, and changed Ireland for the good. And she's not finished yet. Her legacy, as I said, will live on for many, many, many years. And she has influenced each and every one of us to the core. And I'll never forget her. I will never, ever forget the friendship that we had, and that I'm privileged to have enjoyed.
Well, John, we appreciate you talking to us this lunchtime. And again, our condolences to you, and thank you.
Thanks very much.
Simon Harris was Minister for Health when Vicky's story first publicly emerged in 2018. He came to know her well over the years that followed. On a message on Twitter today, Minister Harris said that Vicky Phelan made our country a better place. Everyone who came into contact with her was the better for it. Her advocacy and determination brought about change. Her kindness and decency brightened lives. Simon Harris is in our Dáil studio. A very good afternoon to you, Minister Harris, and thank you for speaking to us on this very sad day.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, it's an utterly heartbreaking day. It's a day the country has lost an incredible advocate and an incredible person. And in many ways, those of us who knew Vicky and knew how sick she was knew that this day would always come. But it's still very shocking when it does actually arrive. But I think what we're hearing today, and what we're going to hear much more of, I hope, in the coming hours and days and weeks, is how many lives Vicky really impacted. I think of Vicky, I think of her both as an advocate and as a person. And as an advocate, as Fergal Bowers has rightly said, she genuinely has changed the country for the better. There are things that have happened in Ireland that would not have happened were it not for Vicky Phelan. The Scally report being one, the Women's Health Task Force, new drugs like Pembro. I mean, so much has happened because of her. But the Vicky, the person, is equally important. And she's a person I got to know so well. And she really did have that ability, Brian, despite being so sick herself, to have this great interest in people. And I can tell you there's so much kindness she showed to so many people that I know people don't even understand the scale of it. So many other people she quietly helped in the background, she looked out for. And she always just had this amazing ability, even when being so sick herself, to be asking other people how they were. And I'm just utterly devastated that she's gone, but I know her legacy has transformed our country and will continue to do so.
In a statement, the 221 group, which represents women who are caught up in this controversy, said that Vicky raised her voice in 2018 because she wanted those in power, those with responsibility, to learn from their mistakes. In her own words 2 years ago, she said, and I'm quoting from their statement, "I don't want your apologies, I don't want your tributes, I don't want your aide-de-camp at my funeral, I don't want your accolades or your broken promises. I want action, I want change, I want accountability." Did Vicky Phelan get action, change and accountability?
She did, and that's the exact Vicky I knew. I mean, the first conversation I had with Vicky Phelan, Brian, she said to me, and it's words she repeated to me many, many times, she said, "Some good must come from this." And they're the words that are etched in my mind. They're words I used to repeat back to her too. "Some good must come from this." And Vicky never had any interest in platitudes. She genuinely wanted to change the system. No one would pull the wool over Vicky's eyes. No one would get away with just giving Vicky some nice words to tell her things were going to be better. She wanted some good to come from it. And I know, I absolutely know, and Gabriel Scally knows, much more importantly, the screening system in Ireland, the health service in Ireland, women's healthcare in Ireland is so much better as a result of Vicky's tenacity and courage. So yes, she brought about change, but I don't think Vicky's done yet. I know she's not done yet, because the changes that Vicky's made will continue in our country. The Scally report will continue. Passing laws on mandatory disclosure will have to happen urgently. I mean, these are things that Vicky Phelan worked so hard for. So yes, she must know, and she does know, I believe, that she made the country a much better place for women.
Simon Harris, former Minister for Health, currently Minister for Higher Education, thanks for talking to us on the programme. Well, someone who formed a close bond after his own diagnosis with a serious illness with Vicky Phelan is broadcaster, former RTE broadcaster Charlie Bird. Charlie has been paying this tribute to his late friend.
"I'm completely heartbroken and devastated at the news of the passing of my new great friend Vicky Phelan. Vicky had been my hero since I met her around this time last year. When I went to meet her at her home in Limerick, it turned out as if I was meeting an old pal. Almost for the past year, Vicky has been my lifeline to keep fighting my terminal illness. Today we have all lost a national hero and one of the most incredible human being. My sympathies go out to her family, but also to all the women of Ireland who have lost a champion for their causes. Vicky Phelan will be close to my heart as long as I'm alive. We have all lost an incredible friend."
Charlie Bird with his tribute to the late Vicky Phelan. May she rest in peace.